You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Meanwhile, here's Caleb Williams, who attended the same school you went to in USC. What have you seen these last couple of games?
Well, I think Caleb is still trying to find his way in this league. We know he's going to be a superstar.
Now looking for a downfield shot, and that's what you just talked about. He takes the profit, and it's a first down on second down and short, and moves it to the 40 of LA.
I mean, you got to feel like a proud father. Your kid's just growing up right before your eyes. But watch Caleb. He's going to scan the whole field. Wants to take a shot down the field. He sees it. No way. The internal clock goes off and dumps it to the flat. Another positive first down play. It only benefits you.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was one USC quarterback talking about another USC quarterback, Mark Sanchez, discussing Caleb Williams. We got some more interesting Mark Sanchez audio to dive into in just a moment. He is Gabe. I am Judson. We are live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. Sluggers, so much to do here. Indoor batting cages, dueling pianos live, the number one dance floor in Wrigleyville. I've had to stop Gabe from trying to head up to that dance floor and really get things going on a Friday.
And I had to stop Justin from grabbing one of these dueling pianos.
That's right.
to try to go. But we'll see what we do after the show.
I may have a better chance with that than trying to swing the bat at 44 years of age. But, you know, we've been discussing Michael Parsons, and it all tends to fall back, at least how do the Bears overcome this news of Michael Parsons, really overcome the talent of the 6'3", 245-pounder in Michael Parsons and what he's able to do. And it's like, you know, it seems like we land on where the conversation always seems to go, Gabe. It's like, well, Ben will scheme it up, right? Ben Johnson will scheme it up. And are we still in the honeymoon phase
of Ben Johnson? Oh, absolutely. We haven't even made it back from the honeymoon yet.
Did you watch the Chiefs game? Did you watch the first two series of the offense against the Chiefs game?
It's the preseason. You hear what Mason Crosby said. He doesn't put too much weight in there. Listen, I think when you're talking about Ben Johnson, take me to week one. He said it himself, right? Yeah, I ran some of the same plays that I did with the Lions, like I did with them in preseason. But once we get to the regular season, I'm going to shake things up. Listen, I think if you were extremely happy and proud to be a Bears fan the moment you heard Ben Johnson was going to be the head coach of your team, you are anticipating, salivating at that first week, Monday Night Football, national television against a team that damn near everyone is saying is going to beat you, and then you get the opportunity to watch Ben Johnson's offense in the flesh. And I think this, too, I think a lot of people are undermining what Caleb Williams is going to be in year two. Granted, it's a new offense, it's a new scheme, but you heard Ben Johnson. He said Caleb Williams wants to be great, so we will coach him as such. The expectations are there, and I think that's what we're going to see week one. Caleb Williams looks like a different player as well. His body makeup looks different. How he's controlling the huddle looks different. So again, when you're talking about Ben Johnson in the honeymoon phase, I'm still there. I'm still smitten. I'm still saying, honey, I love you. The minute he walks in the room, until he proves otherwise, until we see something else, until I see a moment, a chink in the armor, until then I'm going to be extremely. Are you equally as happy?
I am no longer in the honeymoon phase.
It's war. What has made it wear off for you?
I felt like the Bears had a poor training camp.
When you have a new coach
and I guess
implementing a new system, it's going to be difficult.
Well, I should expand that out to the offseason overall, necessarily.
Fair.
Listen, the Ozzie Trapillo situation where it's like he's going to be our left tackle, and it's like, well, you're now the backup to.
You're my swing tackle now.
Right. Well, yeah, unless that's Theo Benedet. I don't know. It's like he hit the rookie wall. It's like, I thought the rookie wall came during the season.
Right.
So there was some drafting redundancy I felt a little bit like the Bears may have run into with now him being a backup to Darnell Wright, where you could use a left tackle. I think perhaps my biggest issue overall, and I may put this on Ben Johnson if you think that he kind of drives the ship as of now, is the talent in the running back room. And that talent in the running back room, if you were more talented, and maybe they'll be able to run the ball with DeAndre Swift, and maybe the interior offensive line's gotten so much better that Kyle Manungai will have a nice season, or Roschon Johnson will have a nice season, or Britton Brown, or whatever these names are, right? These people that you don't look like a believer in. I just – the importance of – if you watch what Ben Johnson did in Detroit, yes, they could throw the ball. Yes, they were outstanding. But they ran the football. Ben Johnson would run the ball on 3rd and 12, and sometimes they would get a first down because of it. So the decisions made and the running back room, you haven't heard anything really positive about Dayo Odangbo, who they gave a lot of money to, who's supposed to go and get the quarterback. So training camp wise, like the roster and the team that they're sending out against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football coming up here shortly. I'll be honest, I don't feel great about the roster. I feel better about the coaching staff than I do about the team right now, and I don't think that's a great thing.
I think when you're looking at the Bears and if you're looking at them in a vacuum, then absolutely you can say those things, right? And if you're then putting them up against a Super Bowl winning team and you're saying the Bears in the present versus the Philadelphia Eagles, these are the issues that I have with the squad, then yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But for me, I look at the Bears on a macro level over the course of several years, and I think Ryan Poles from where he was when he first got the Chicago Bears to where they are right now, that's what I see. And that's what gets me excited as a Bears fan when I look at this team, when I look at the coach, when I look at the roster construction, because I say to myself, they're not done, right? This is not a complete team. Where they're at in the present is similar to where they were a few years ago, where they're evaluating what they have with the new coach, and then they're able to pivot and add too. And so I think once you're able to do that as a Bears fan and realistically look at this team and say, hey, this isn't a 13-win team. Don't go into the season with these expectations. This isn't a team that can compete with the Philadelphia Eagles on week one. It's going to be something that needs to grow over time, and then you're able to see in the offseason, okay, what do we need to make this team be able to compete with those? And I think that's where they're at right now. So when you can look at it from that lens, I think then it's a easier pill to swallow when it comes to the Chicago Bears team. But truth be told, the most damning and the area that you look at the most that is the weakest, it is the running back room of the Chicago Bears. And when you're thinking about, as you mentioned, what was one of the strengths of Ben Johnson's offense in Detroit compared to what he has with the Chicago Bears in the present, then, yes, it is an opportunity to raise a concern for this team and where it's at.
And the long-term play, by the way, is the smarter one to be looking at. The way you're looking at it, I agree, is the best way. And I am a believer in Ben Johnson. So honeymoon phase is over, but still absolutely a believer. He is Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards with you live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. Great interview. Raheemian Harris, although it was Grody in for Layla, spoke to Allen Robinson, who's former Bears wide receiver getting in the podcast game. I've seen him on ESPN. I think Allen's very good, although I think he still would take a job if an NFL team called him. Here's Allen Robinson, who spent last year with the Detroit Lions on Ben Johnson.
Ben is one of those guys, he's kind of like Dr. Jekyll's a little bit. You know, he has that kind of mad scientist feel to him. But I'll say this, you know, for those guys, and you can kind of see and hear in the media as well, man, as those guys are, you know, I don't even want to say coming around to Ben, but as they continue to learn and understand Ben, man, you have such a great appreciation with, you know, because he pushes the guys extremely hard, man. But, you know, many different instances last season, what I see him, you know, love up the players, you know, if it's, you know, something that may not go right, or, you know, him having to, you know, stay after to talk to guys, you know, Ben also has that ability and has that connection for his players, you know, because when you get into a meeting after game day, just as much as I saw Ben tell us that we have to play better as a group, I've also saw Ben after the Tampa Bay game last year in Detroit. You know, Ben said that he didn't feel like he had a big enough plan for us going into the red zone in Tampa game. And he said, you know, he told us as players, you know, I'll take full accountability for that, and that will never happen again. You know, so when you have a coach who not only holds his players to such a high standard, but also himself to such a high standard as a player, man, you can't do anything except respected to the ultimate, you know, amount, just as far as, you know, him as a coach. You know, he's a much respected coach.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, I'm back in the honeymoon phase.
I'm back in. I actually love Ben Johnson.
I got the chills. Oh, it's so good. I didn't want accountability is so fun.
You didn't want a third kid, but now Ben Johnson's looking dreamy right now for you.
I mean, that was so good, right? It's like, I will hold you accountable, and I will hold myself accountable as well, and I will tell you in front of the entire room that was on me.
And when you're a Bears fan and you're thinking back to last season and Matt Eberflus and accountability, I mean, it's just a far cry from there. And then thinking Luke Getsy and just the communication lines between the coaches and the players themselves and
Allen
Robinson.
Matt Nagy had some challenges and kind of going, this one was on.
Yeah, and Allen Robinson, obviously, he's been around the league. He's been around a number of offensive coordinators.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, so for him to say, you know, and seeing the praise of Ben Johnson, you know, says a lot. And you love hearing things like that. And Allen Robinson, again, a high-caliber player in the league, not just a run-of-the-mill guy, you know, played at a high level with the wide receiver position, so he can appreciate an offensive-minded coach like Ben Johnson.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's very clear to see, like, this is a chosen path by Ben Johnson to not just change the culture, to coach the entire team incredibly hard, but the way that he approaches Caleb Williams, right? Like, it is outright obvious, I am going to coach you really, really hard. At times, it almost seems a little unnatural for Ben, who seems like a nice guy. I know he's incredibly competitive. We know that. But if you watch when he walked into Hallis Hall for the first time, and he sort of owned that room with his wife and kids next to him. Like, he's not some meathead by any means. He gets it. right? Everything he does has a purpose, and him coaching Caleb Williams is very, very purposeful.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, I had a conversation with Clay Harbor, former NFL tight ends on CHSN, and I asked him, I said, how's Caleb going to respond? You know, this is a guy who's a superstar. Some consider him a diva. How is he going to respond to a guy like Ben Johnson coming in, never been a head coach before, and being tasked with getting the best out of Caleb Williams? And, you know, Clay Harbor, former NFLer, told me, you know what? Ben has proven success. And when you're in this league and you see a guy that has proven success, it doesn't matter if he hasn't coached before. You know what he can do, and you are actually welcoming him into your room because you know he's going to be able to get the best out of you. And so to me, I love hearing things like that, because then you know, regardless of how hard you're being coached, it's from a guy who has success with Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions, and now he's going to be able to bring that to the Chicago Bears team. Do you feel, when you think about Caleb Williams and when you think about, you know, his personality, do they mesh well, Ben Johnson and his style and Caleb Williams and who he is?
They do. Yeah, I think they do. One, because I think very highly of Caleb Williams, the man. I'm not convinced he's going to wear a gold jacket as of yet. But, you know, when you've got a dad that kind of can set you up to live, you know, whether it's successful and through failure, right? I used to have a coach say, for every 100 men that can handle success. No, for every 100 men that can handle failure, only one can handle success. I think Caleb has proven that he can handle success. I mean, keep your head on straight, right? So when you've been raised, and I'll give mom and dad, we know he's a mama's boy. I saw someone share the video of him crying the other day about when Caleb Williams learned that Micah Parsons joined the NFC North. So, you know, when you've been raised right, like I believe Caleb has, you can handle some tough love, because ultimately you know that the place you want to get to, the guy who said he wants to win more championships than Tom Brady, Ben Johnson may be the guy to get you there. That Seth Wickersham book is coming out, I believe, the day after the Monday Night Football game. And that book that explained why Caleb may consider trying to go elsewhere, you never know what's around the corner. Well, Caleb went to the Bears and ended up getting possibly the best available quarterback coach he could ever get in Ben Johnson. This was fascinating, Gabe. Mark Sanchez on the Rich Eisen show, USC quarterback. Mark knows a thing about not only having success, but also having some struggles. He's put some thought into the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams dynamic, and even brought another quarterback into the conversation.
Without obviously being there every day,
right,
my guess and my sense from talking to other people who are familiar with Ben Johnson, he's an intense guy. He's all about protocols and systems that he's created, that we're going to trust this system and this protocol, and you go through your checklist, and if it doesn't work, get down, throw the ball away, get us out of trouble. You're going to have to do that maybe a handful of times in the game, but another two handfuls of times in a game, I'm going to put you in a really good spot, and you're just going to deliver the ball exactly where I tell you. Like, that's kind of the vibe you get from talking to Jared Goff about his former coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But the level of efficacy is high. He wants a very high standard. And to the point where early in training camp, I remember that article comes out that Caleb got kicked off the field with the first team offense. I'd bet just about anything that what happened was they had some shifts and motions and whatever, and guys just weren't lining up right, and it didn't work out right. And he just, hey, get the hell out of here. If you can't do the pre-snap stuff, you can't run plays for me. Move. Next group. You know what I mean? And it's not because he doesn't think he's going to be the starter, right? It's more of just making a point. It's almost like raising your kids, you know, like, hey, is this the way you're going to act? All right, then I got some chores for you to do around the house, by the way. You know what I mean? Hey, that lawn looks a little long. Why don't you go mow it? Why don't you go pick up the dog poop in the backyard? And why don't you clean the pool? And they're just like, whoa, what happened? It's like, well, then don't act like a jerk, or do what you're supposed to do. And so I think in those situations, that's different than what Caleb has experienced in college and last year in the NFL. So it was eye-opening for him and a little shocking, but he's one of those guys who's so smart. He's so sharp. He can read the room. He's just going to rise with that tide.
You do think so. You do think so. You do think so.
I really think Ben's going to push him in the right way to get him to perform, and that's part of it. As a coach, you're part psychologist, not just a teacher. You got to understand how to connect with these guys and bridge the gap with these guys. How was he raised? How do his parents talk to him? How can I get him to get a little angry without getting reckless? You know, how do I push his buttons a little bit? How do I get this guy to get juiced up and get the rest of the players around him excited? Do I have to love up Tyson Bagent so he gets a little jealous? And then, oh, shoot, now No, I got to perform. You know, whatever it takes, you got to get it out of him. And so I think Ben Johnson was toying with that. And a lot of this training camp, the first time you get a quarterback that you're excited about, that you think has a ton of potential, you throw everything at him. Throw everything at him. And then as the season starts, you can kind of spoon feed him what works. And then we keep working towards the growth of this position and this player.
Well, that, I mean, you talk about committing to a bit. They're like, we're going to love up Tyson Bagent so much. We're going to give him a $10 million contract extension that could grow to $16 million.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this and you heard Mark kind of, you know, harp on it a little bit, what he said without necessarily being specific is the power dynamic shifted between Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. When he first was drafted, he was deemed the savior, the guy that was going to come in, be the first 4,000-yard passer, get the Bears to the playoffs, be the greatest quarterback in Chicago Bears history. So he came in with that mindset. Eberflus on the way out, Luke Getsy coming in. It just didn't feel right. Now Ben Johnson comes in. Now there's equal power. Ben Johnson understands, well, no, this, I don't care where you came from, who you are, what you did before. You didn't have the best year last year. I'm the most coveted coach. I get to pull the strings now. And I think that's the biggest difference in this iteration of the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams in comparison to the year prior.
I think this exact example that Mark Sanchez just talked about, I think Ben Johnson had his first big rookie head coach mistake. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a moment. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There's another great piece from Mark Sanchez about watching film and how important and how really deep that is to get right and how challenging it can be. But again, I think that Ben Johnson had a really, really big rookie mistake that he made with this exact thing that Mark Sanchez was talking about. We'll hear the audio of that mistake he made. Coming up next, he's Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville on 6-7 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.